Let's take one of your teams, Ben. It can't be football because they only play one game. Who's your favorite hockey team?
The Preds.
The Preds, right? Ben loves the Preds. Best thing about watching the Preds play is what? Watching the Preds play.
No, you're
wrong. You know what I mean?
You're wrong.
With a seventh game, you get seven games. And I don't know about you, but I'd rather watch seven hockey games than just four.
Airing every day from
noon to three.
You have done this to yourself. All I have to do is kick away the chair, my friend. The most famous Predator series in the last 5 years when they swept the Chicago Blackhawks. And now Chicago cannot argue with Nashville ever because all they have to say is, hey, brooms.
Buddy,
brooms.
Brooms. Sure, they beat the
brooms.
Blackhawks, but you remember what
hey,
happened.
Hey, Chicago, you trying to talk trash to me? You got swept. Brooms.
On 1340 WKGN.
Sweeping the team makes such a statement of, hey, we're better than you. When it's a sweep, you leave no doubt. Nothing. There is nothing worse than losing a playoff game. And you've
game
given me that pain.
Game 7 is massive.
And you've given me that pain three times.
But
no
game
thanks.
7 becomes so massive.
Brooms out, bitch.
Just watch.
Sweep. Sweep. Hour two kicking off here in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Let's hit some hour two headlines. What do you got, Cody?
Thank you, John. Jimmy Holiday is in the transfer portal. That's the sound of Jimmy Holiday being sucked up by the portal. Goodbye, Jimmy.
I'm watching the first trailer for Cocaine Bear.
Oh, the trailer dropped.
How's it look?
20 seconds in, they open the door. This bear is sitting there looking scary. He busts the door down.
It seems to me like that might be one of the worst movies that's ever made.
It's probably going to try to be like Sharknado, but like with reputable actors. Wait, is
it
that?
It cracks me up with Elizabeth Banks.
Not only Elizabeth Banks. Is that, what's this woman's name? I cannot think of her
Kathy
name.
Kathy Bates?
No.
Ray Liotta.
Ice Cube's son's in it. There's
who's the woman? Let me see that woman.
Ice Cube's son.
Is it Natalie Portman? Is that Natalie Portman in it?
Let me look at her.
Well, I can't.
I'll know if it's Natalie Portman.
Yeah. No, Carrie Russell is who I'm thinking of. It's Carrie Russell, sorry.
What's Carrie Russell look like?
Carrie Russell. You've seen her before.
Carrie Russell.
It's got, what's his name from Game of Thrones in it?
Oh,
Dortmund is his name? What was his name?
The red beard.
What was his name?
Tormund,
yeah. Dortmund, not the soccer team.
Dortmund.
Anyways.
Yeah.
There's the bear eating more cocaine. He loves it.
How could you not?
This is the most ridiculous movie.
Jimmy Holiday's in the transfer portal.
Who cares?
Some guy fell off a Carnival cruise ship.
So this was in Knoxville. In the trailer, they said in Knoxville, Tennessee.
What now?
How do we
Cocaine
think?
Bear.
Cocaine Bear happened in Knoxville?
I thought it was off in like the Smoky Mountains right over there.
How do you think Ray Liotta feels that this is his last movie?
How do you know it's his last movie?
I mean, I guess he could have recorded one before. You know he's dead, right?
Oh, yeah, he did die, didn't he? Yeah. I forgot Ray Liotta died.
I mean, I can't imagine he has too many more coming down the pipe, but he is dead.
Damn, I forgot Ray Liotta died. Yeah, that just happened a couple months ago, didn't it?
I'd say at this point it's been longer than that.
6 months ago?
Yeah. Oh, yep, there's some gore.
Yeah, this movie trailer is ridiculous.
Well, Ray probably doesn't
like
have an opinion on
cocaine.
It.
Cocaine!
I know he doesn't have an opinion on it because he's dead.
How much cocaine did the bear eat?
A lot.
All of it.
He ate it? Why did he eat it?
Well, just in the commercial.
Just because it was so good.
And one of
them. I can't feel my tongue.
Oh my gosh, he climbed the tree so fast after he ate the cocaine.
Yeah. May 26th is when he died, so even longer than that.
That bear could not feel his face.
That bear is,
he was
this
having
bear
a good,
is tweaking, man.
He was having a good time for probably 15 minutes. Isn't that what they said, Cam?
So,
the best 15 minutes
of his
life.
Probably the most dangerous thing on the planet.
Yeah.
The movie makes it seem like he is out there much longer than 50 minutes.
He has superpowers in this
movie.
Which
I don't think, you keep saying Elizabeth Banks. I don't think she's in it.
She directed it.
Yeah, she's the writer and director. Or the producer.
For some reason.
Yeah.
A 28-year-old
carnival passenger was miraculously rescued.
1985. This happened in 1985. I thought I remember the story happened.
Treading water. That was good cocaine back in 1985.
I thought we knew this.
That was when they still had the ether.
I thought that was a news story like 5 years ago. But maybe they had maybe the stories that they made the movie.
I think it just came back up.
Yeah, 1985.
Don't they have this bear stuff somewhere, I think?
Cocaine was dropped out of an airplane piloted by Andrew Thornton, a former narcotics officer and convicted drug smuggler, because his plane was carrying too much of a load. Thornton then jumped off the plane with a faulty parachute and died. The bear was found 3 months later in northern Georgia alongside 40 open plastic containers of cocaine.
That bear's heart exploded.
Well, you can go visit the bear. He is currently on display at somewhere. The Kentucky for Kentucky Fun Mall in Lexington. Why did he get to go to Lexington? Cocaine Bear was
coined. Lick his lips.
Cocaine Bear was coined by Coleman Larkin in 2015.
It was when, 85?
Yeah. So I didn't see.
So the guy that was smuggling it was from Knoxville.
The stuff back then.
I didn't see any mentions of Tennessee.
They said this guy's body. They found his body in a driveway in Knoxville, Tennessee.
So he jumped out of a plane over Knoxville.
He had 77 pounds of cocaine, later valued at $14 million, in a duffel bag strapped to his waist.
So it seems like he threw some at
his parachute failed to open.
Yeah, it seems like he. In a Kentucky forest, an American black bear goes on a murderous rampage. I thought they said they found it. Did he get all the way down to Georgia?
He probably traveled that far. He probably couldn't stop running.
The bear was so wound up, he made it all the way to northern Georgia.
He couldn't stop
running. When the bear ate had 75 pounds of cocaine.
Were you not listening to anything I just
Holy
read?
Holy cow. No, I wasn't. I was reading it myself.
That poor bear. He had to have felt awful. Think about the come down that he must have experienced before he died. It had to have been awful. But back in the 80s, that was the stuff that had ether in it, you know? That was before they started putting all the diesel and stuff in it. I bet the bear had that good drip going.
His stomach was literally packed.
He had that throat
to
drip.
The brim with cocaine.
Would you try cocaine from the 80s?
Probably not. Be sitting there for a long time.
Yeah. You know, back when the Stones toured.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Pablo Escobar.
Here we go.
Back in
the Rolling Stones. Let's hear it.
I was just going to tell you the 72 tour.
Yeah.
They had pure pharmaceutical cocaine.
Oh, wow.
The Merck.
They're so like rock the and stuff. Roll, man. So cool.
Well, I'm just saying. It's like the stuff.
They're so cool.
Why do you have to do that? Why can't you just let me tell you a story?
Go ahead. It's so cool. I want to hear about it. Tell me about a rock band doing cocaine. I've never heard of this one before. Let's hear it. They're the only guys who've ever done cocaine. Let's hear it. Go ahead. And then Keith looked at Mick and said, oh,
I was
man,
gonna
I'm
tell
flying
you,
high today. We
it,
can,
it was, Jesus.
I'll never die. I'm a
it
golden
was,
god.
It was the stuff that you get like in the pharmacies. The Merck. Oh,
that's so cool.
The Merck brand. Would you try that?
No.
Merck cocaine? No. Because you know it's pure and it has no diesel in it?
I don't need it. I'm high off life.
You wouldn't try it just
for
fun?
No, I don't need it. I don't need it. I'm a golden god, Keith said to Mick. And then he jumped off the balcony into the pool. And wow, so cool. So rock and roll. He's my hero.
You know, Keith didn't quit doing cocaine until 2006.
Wow, that's so crazy.
When he fell out of the coconut tree.
What a loser.
I was just telling you a little story, but we were talking about cocaine, and so I wanted to tell you about it's something I knew about cocaine.
You're so edgy,
the Merck.
Man.
Merck. I think you still view me like I'm 23. I think you still think that.
What does anything I said make you think I think
I
you're
think
23?
That you don't allow the fact that I may have grown.
What are you talking
I
about?
I think that you view me the same way you view me like the first 2 years you knew me.
You were 20. Oh, okay, okay.
Or what? 23, yeah. 24.
What are you, where is that coming from? From anything I've said. Where is that?
Because that's
from
how you look at me.
What are you talking about?
You think that I'm the same? Just like you think? Yeah, doing cocaine's cool, man. Yeah, I'm so edgy. Like when you make those jokes.
Why do I care about the Rolling Stones doing cocaine?
Do you think that I come here and try to be cool?
Why do you think that about me? Why would I care about the Rolling Stones doing cocaine?
We were just talking about cocaine, and
You were talking about cocaine.
It was a thing I knew about the pure pharmaceutical, because we were talking about cocaine in the 80s when it had the ether in it, and I was thinking about that cocaine, and so then I'm thinking about the Merck.
Then you get all the way back to the 70s cocaine.
Well, yeah, it made me think of the pharmaceutical cocaine, and I'm sitting here thinking, would it be cool to do pharmaceutical cocaine?
Why would that be cool?
Well, because you would get all the good things of cocaine without having the downsides,
just
the bad things.
Adderall, bro.
But then you make it into a thing like I think it's cool. Like I'm trying to be cool.
So you don't think
is that what you think about me?
Just hold on. So you
no answer that.
You don't think the Rolling Stones are cool.
Is that what you think about?
So you don't think the Rolling Stones are cool? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they're my favorite band.
Oh, okay. So you think they're cool?
Yeah, but that's not why I made the reference.
Part of the reason you think they're cool is because Keith Richards did cocaine until 2006.
No, it's just a thing I know.
So you don't like Keith Richards because he was such a party guy.
No, I think it's cool because I read his book.
Okay.
Ooh. And I think there's a lot of cool stuff in that book.
If you're going to sit there.
And there's a lot of cool stories about. I think anyone who's famous and you get that inside look at their life and you get to read about those stories.
Like the Kardashians show.
Well, that's different. I don't think they really lived a life worth living. You know what I mean? I think they're just some privileged broads. Mm. But, like, anyone who's interested, it could be a sports figure. It's like you with whoever you, LeBron or whoever it is that you love so much.
I don't idolize anybody.
I don't idolize anybody either. There's books. I think that's very interesting to read books about
people
who have lived interesting lives.
So now you're saying you don't idolize Keith Richards.
What do you mean idolize?
Because, I mean, you said one time you'd stay in line to get a picture with him for like 5 hours. You said you'd stay there as long as you needed to.
No, I said if there was one person who I would, it would be Keith.
And you said, yeah, I would stay there for hours.
But I don't think there's –
Don't be embarrassed. If he's your hero, it's fine. There's no reason to
– There's nobody else that I would for sure.
It's okay if you just really like the way he plays the drums, I guess.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he was the whole reason I started playing the guitar. I've just always loved that sound so much.
Yeah, just the sound. You don't think he's cool, and you don't like the way he parties and everything.
Cool.
Yeah,
I'm not the first guy that thought Keith Richards.
I'm not
is
saying
cool.
You are. It's just you seem like you're having a problem. Seem like you're having a real problem admitting it now.
My problem is how you box me in to only be that.
I'm boxing you into anything.
You box me in to only be that.
You always talk about me.
You don't allow
you
me to be anything else. You know what I mean?
Whatever you want.
You know what I mean?
You're an artist.
No. You said yesterday I base 80% of my personality on the Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
That's very unfair.
They did come back up a second ago.
That's very unfair.
No, I said the Rolling Stones and Sopranos, I think, because 80% of both of them.
That's very unfair.
I think that's fair. Both those two things, 80%.
I am my own person. I have my own things that I do.
40% Rolling Stones, 40% Sopranos, and 20% Cody McClure.
You forget my comedy heroes.
George Carlin, Joey Diaz.
Yep. I've always been impressionable by
people. I don't know why you get so offended by
it. I'm not offended.
Think I'm putting you down. I'm not putting
I'm
you
not
down.
Offended. I'm just
I'm
pointing out
down.
It's something that you do is
you
that
not telling
you
what I do.
Only allow people to be a certain thing.
It's not
true
at all.
You don't view all the other things
That's
about
That's not
me.
True at all. I'm taking simply the things you say and commenting on those. We're not getting to the depths of your soul. You think Keith Richards is cool because he does a lot of cocaine.
That's not...
And plays a little drums.
On the side.
That's not exactly
He did it all the way
true.
Until 2006, and then he fell out of a coconut tree. But back in the 70s, he did good cocaine. Man, it would have been something to be doing cocaine with him in the 70s, the good stuff. The good drip in your throat. That's what Keith wrote about in his book. I read it. He's so rock and roll.
I do think it would be kind of cool to do really good cocaine.
It's
that
cute.
Was never
it's
poisoned,
cute.
You know?
You idolize him. It's cute. It's cute.
You make me sound like a little fanboy.
It's cute.
It's cute.
It's cute.
It's not fair. It's not fair to only.
It's cute.
Yeah, you're boxing me in, though. I am a fan. I can admit it.
Well, you see, like
that's not the only thing about my personality.
Like you're having trouble admitting it just a little bit ago.
I'm a little offended that you put that much of my personality attributed to that. It is true I'm a fan, you know?
Keep going. You idolize him.
I don't
You wake up in the morning and you look at your Keith Richards poster.
I do have him on my wall. But I've also got De Niro and Pacino. Yeah. I've got Hunter S. Thompson.
All your personalities.
Maybe there's something deeper here. Maybe
these guys are rebels. They did it their way.
I mean,
you got Sinatra up there too?
No.
Did you play My Way?
I did it my
Did you
way.
Play My Way when you're in the shower?
No, but maybe there is something.
The Frank Sinatra
to...
My Way and the Limp Bizkit My Way just on repeat.
Definitely not Limp Bizkit. Maybe there is
you
something.
You could argue their version of My Way is better than Sinatra's, you could argue.
You know, I don't have any posters of women on my wall. Maybe there is something to, like, something about a need for a strong male figure or something. Maybe that's what it is. Or
and those are the ones he chose?
Rebellion, maybe. Maybe there is something to that. That's maybe what we need to dive deeper
into. Marilyn Monroe up there. She was a rebel.
Well, because, like,
she didn't conform. You're essentially a Marilyn Monroe girl. The women who have the Breakfast at Tiffany's and Marilyn Monroe posters and quotes up there, that's who you are, just on the male side of it. Let's go to break.
Am
it's
I
Talk
boring?
Sports on Fan Run Radio.
What is your Pacino poster? What's your Pacino poster?
Well, the one I have hanging up is Pacino and De Niro in Heat.
Oh,
which,
okay.
Which I do feel like is pretty unique.
Well, I was wondering what your De Niro one was. I didn't know where that would come from. I didn't know if it was Taxi
well,
Driver.
I'm starting to
Taxi.
I'm starting to question if whether
Driver.
Am I a basic bitch?
Yeah.
But
well,
then
I figured I didn't know what De Niro was. I was going to bet that Pacino was Scarface because that's what a basic bitch would have.
Right. Well, here's the thing.
He must be a little edgy. He's not like other girls.
Yeah. I do have a Scarface poster.
Of course.
But I don't have it on the wall. I don't have it on the wall. Mm. I have the one of De Niro and Pacino together when they're having coffee. I think that's pretty unique. So I do think I'm pretty
yeah, that's true. No one
I'm
likes,
pretty edgy.
No one likes Heat. No one talks
I
about
do think I'm pretty
No
edgy.
One talks about that scene for
Nobody
sure.
Nobody talks about Heat.
Yeah, no one talks
do
about
Do people
that
talk
scene
about
sure.
Heat?
Yes.
A 1995 Michael Mann film?
Yeah, De Niro and Pacino at their peak.
People do not talk about
yes.
that.
You think you're the only person that likes Heat?
No, I don't think I'm the only person that likes it, but I don't
it's
think
a, it's a
like,
very iconic
it's
scene.
It's not nearly as famous
them
as Scarface.
Them finally sitting down together at the diner? It's very
yeah, but Heat,
iconic.
Heat arguably does not crack the top five of either actor's best movie. Right? So I don't think... I mean, it might crack He's, Pacino's top five,
yeah,
but...
He would rank ahead of Scarface at Pacino's movies. Scarface
Heat?
Scarface hasn't aged well.
No, it would not.
Scarface hasn't aged well.
Heat would absolutely not rank... It's Pacino's most famous movie.
It hasn't aged well.
Well, it may not have aged well, but it's his most famous movie. I mean, it is just in terms of number of people that know it. Like, when you think Pacino, you think Scarface. I don't, of course, because I'm edgy. But most people do. Say hello to my little friend. What if we went into the Al Pacino show right now? Wouldn't that would hit hard, wouldn't it?
I forgot the Al Pacino show.
It's still in there. I was going through the audio the other day, just things from the show on the computer, and I saw it where it was still in there, and I played
you
it.
You taking some initiative.
We didn't do anything.
No, I was just scrolling. Just looking around.
Yeah.
And my Thompson poster is him. I don't think a lot of people know Hunter S. Thompson, do they?
Guys like you do.
Guys like me, what does that mean? See, this is what I want to get into.
You tell me what it means.
What does that mean?
You tell me what it means.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. You say guys like me.
I'm pushing back on you thinking Scarface is ahead of Heat. I don't think that's true.
Oh, 100% is true.
I don't think so.
Dude, Scarface is one of the most recognizable movies.
Yeah, like, I mean, I hear you, but it's just...
I'm not saying it's better.
You're saying top five movies are ranking movies. It's not ranked higher than Heat in terms of being a better movie.
No,
I'm not saying it was more popular.
I'm not saying it's a better movie, but it's far more recognizable. Heat's one of my favorite movies.
Okay, I thought you were saying it was a top...
No, I'm not saying... No, I like Heat way better than Scarface.
No, that was the argument, because you said it wouldn't be a Pacino's top five, and I said it would be ahead of Scarface. That was the whole argument.
The argument is not what I like more.
You said top five movies. I mean, top five movies, just, you're talking about most famous
movies?
The only
thing I was trying to say is, yeah, most famous, recognizable. Oh, okay. Like,
well, then Jack and
because
Jill's
every,
in Al Pacino's top five, probably.
What?
Jack and Jill, the Adam Sandler movie.
That was not popular. Every, I mean, people know it because of how bad it was, but
it's popular. It's recognizable.
And also, let me point out that there's only one person on this show that wears multiple Sopranos shirts in here every week, and it's you.
Okay.
Okay. So don't act like you don't.
Every week? Every week. I've worn those shirts. I've worn those shirts maybe three times since you came back. Three times total.
Once a week? At least one of them.
Absolutely not.
Well, every 2 weeks.
No.
Once every 2 weeks.
Once a month.
Yes. Definitely once every 2 weeks.
Once a month.
Either, I'm just saying, you can't knock me for my Sopranos.
Well, I wear other t-shirt shirts too, or other t-shirts from movies too, or TV shows too.
Like what?
I have my Always Sunny shirt I wear in here. I wear that one. I have a Curb Your Enthusiasm shirt.
I want to know.
I got concert artist shirts. I got a bunch of t-shirts.
See, I love Curb too, though. You don't allow me to also, like, I can also love Curb. I also really like that Succession show that you like. I also really liked, like,
my wave.
It's just,
I like,
you only give me credit for like two things.
Sounds like you're trying to steal my shows.
No, you only give me credit for like two things that I like the most. It's like, oh yeah, Cody, he's the Stones.
I bet you leave those off your personality because I introduced you to him.
I also listen to a wide range of comedy. My only problem is you try to narrow me down. You try to narrow me down.
I can never narrow
you
down.
You think you're the cultured one.
That's not true. I don't need to feel cultured.
I have so much culture.
That's what I've always said
I
about
listen
you.
To so many different things. Mm-hmm. I read so many different things.
Yep, that's what I've always said about you.
And you just want to say, oh, yeah, Keith Richards fanboy. That's all he is. I do take offense to it. Okay. Ask me about another topic. I can talk about all kinds of things. I am a Renaissance man. Mm. I am nuanced.
Anyways, Deion Sanders says he is going to pick his school over the next couple of days. Sunday, he says he's been telling his recruits by Sunday he will be at his new school. He is down, apparently. He's apparently leaving Jackson State. It seems to be a foregone conclusion. Deion Sanders making his decision between Colorado, Cincinnati, and South Florida.
Ooh.
Cam, your thoughts.
Cincinnati? I think Cincinnati would be his best bet just because the stage and stuff. And I think they have enough clout-wise.
South Florida feels like Deion's
get the recruits.
A king down in South Florida. I think
Deion
could turn them into the best Group 5 team within 5 years. Maybe even quicker than that. Like I think Cincinnati,
they're
you
just
might,
really bad right now.
But Cincinnati, you might struggle to recruit through the portal or, like, real life. Or not real life, but, like, high school recruits.
Yeah, in South Florida, you have the benefit of the doubt that, like, even if you miss on some big-time recruits, it's still South Florida. You can still find some talent down there.
Right. And
regardless.
Quite frankly, I think he would be – like, he beat Florida State for a player at Jackson State.
Player,
like,
yeah.
I think he could –
yeah.
Really sell South Florida. South Florida's in Tampa, right? So, I mean, like,
yeah.
it's a pretty nice city to be recruiting to. It's a better city than Cincinnati.
That's a fair point, yeah.
What, Tampa?
Cincinnati's just a better program right now. And,
but yeah,
definitely. You never know, but.
But they're also moving to a Power 5 soon, and we don't know how that's going to.
I feel like that's where he wants to go, though.
Well, I know, but, like, we don't know how Cincinnati's going to rank in that pecking order, though. Like, it's one thing to be at a Power 5 school. It's another to be at a good Power 5 school. Like, he could have gotten, like, the Georgia Tech job if he pushed for it, but you don't want to be at the Georgia Tech. So it's not just about, like, Power 5. It's you got to be at a Power 5 school that you think you can win at. Because I don't think you can win big at Cincinnati in the Big 12. Or at least I'm not confident you can.
Yeah.
And I don't think Luke Fickell was either, which is why I think he left.
Fair enough. No, South Florida would be a prime recruiting spot. And yeah, he could build them up, bring some swagger there, and
you would think
he'd
just get every, like, you think he could get recruits. I mean, I would think he would be getting 4 stars at South Florida.
Yeah, you would think he could. Yeah,
you would. Yeah, like, I mean,
yeah,
skill position players.
Some of those
Florida
guys,
high 3 stars, 4 stars. I mean, I think he would be.
And I think he's going to get, like, I think, like, the Travis Hunters and stuff of the world are going to follow him wherever
he
goes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he'll take his good players there. And, like, like in the transfer portal, you're not going to get a lot of Jackson State guys. Or I guess I should say you're not getting a lot of guys going to Jackson State.
Yeah.
Deion could immediately recruit some pretty talented guys out of the transfer portal, like, to go to South Florida.
Yeah. I'm glad he's making the jump. I want to see it.
Yeah.
I do want to see it.
Is he a good coach? Do we know?
I feel like we have to give him the benefit of the doubt now.
Yeah, like, as of now, there's no reason to say he isn't.
What he's done at Jackson State's been pretty good.
Recruiting and just going undefeated, you can't really...
So he's
going
to take
getting
the
number one recruit in the nation as an FCS program and then going undefeated, I got to give him the benefit of the doubt with that.
So he's
going
to take the South Florida job?
We don't know.
Okay.
It's down to South Florida, Colorado, or Cincinnati, according
Colorado's Power Five.
They are, but they suck. And you can't really recruit there.
It's a bigger
Nobody's
job,
really
though.
Able to recruit there.
I think you can definitely recruit Colorado. Boulder? It's beautiful.
Yeah, but
who are you recruiting there?
Not the same kind of athletes, though. We're just like, oh, yeah, I want to go to Colorado because it looks nice.
I think you can recruit to compete in the Pac-12 there. Like, you could probably get some guys out of California to come there.
So are you ranking it as the number one job?
Well, I mean,
not in the country, obviously, but between Colorado, Cincinnati, and South Florida.
I think Colorado's the best job, but
okay.
With his ties to South Florida, he might view that as the better opportunity.
You ask if he could coach. I mean, I don't know, but, like, I know that Jackson State, before Deion got there, here's their record since 2015. 3-8, 3-8, 3-8, 5-5, 4-8.
Jeez.
COVID year, he went 3-3. Last year, 11-2. And so far this year, they're 11-0.
So he's done something right.
Yeah, like he has elevated them. Whether or not he's, like, out scheming people or I don't know.
Well, that's what I wonder is how high is his level of talent he's brought in there is probably quite a bit higher than the teams he's playing.
Well, I think at South Florida he could do that same thing. I don't think at Cincinnati he can out recruit the Big 12 to that level.
Well, in South Florida, he'll have to compete against the Central Florida, the Tulanes, the Cincinnati's.
Yep. I mean, Tulane,
he's going Pac 12. Big 12.
Since he's going to Big 12,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. Okay, so they'll be Power 5 too. I wouldn't want to be in Cincinnati, but...
I wouldn't want to be in Cincinnati whenever they're making the jump either. That seems like a dangerous game.
Yeah.
You don't know how that's going to go.
It could be
a big boost. They could become a legitimate, like, really good team, or they could just kind of go back to earth and play in that schedule every year would maybe, prohibit them. And trying to get guys to play in a conference that's really rooted, thousands of miles away from them.
That's probably a pretty good talent place, too, though. I think Ohio has some of the most
talent. But not Florida level.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't seem like
they don't have the speed of Florida athletes, but.
You guys could build some lines.
Well, I just know Ohio is one of the more
talent-rich
states.
Sure.
It's borderline top five, not quite top five. But
sure. But it's not Florida.
California, Florida, Georgia, Texas.
And at South Florida, Deion would probably be able to recruit Georgia and Florida pretty well.
Yeah.
He probably would. That won't work. Never mind. I was going to say he should just be the Miami coach, but that's the big rival.
Well, he might want to stick it to Florida State.
Florida State
guy. He might have listened to Miami if they called, and he might have done that. I don't know. But
if I was Miami, they just gave all that
money to Cristobal, so that ship has sailed. And Norvell, finished the top 15 and won 9 games, so that ship has sailed. So it does seem like, maybe if you're Deion, you could have done the Luke Fickell for a couple years and waited just to see if your dream job or a better job came open.
Well, they'll fire Norvell eventually.
Well, yeah.
It'll.
But like Deion can't stay at Jackson State for another 3 years.
No, I mean, I get he's taking another job. But South Florida.
You've talked me in the USF.
South Florida makes sense for him.
I don't know how much money they can pay. Like, I don't know, like, the money.
That may be the question.
Right. I would think, like, Cincinnati was already paying Fickell, like, $6 million.
Who needs the money?
I don't know how much money he's made. I mean, I don't know how what NFL salaries were back in the 90s and how much he's made endorsements and kept.
Personally,
and all that.
I'd do it for the love of the game. Personally.
What a sucker.
Loser.
Yeah.
What a sucker. The Fan Run live stream is brought to you by Linderman Sports Medicine. Don't be a sucker. If you have any discomfort or pain that is keeping you from any of your activities, check out the amazing work being done by Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine. Located in Memphis, but people come from all over Tennessee and beyond to get back in the game of life without surgery. If you want to get back on your bike, back to the gym, or walk at the park and just have a healthier lifestyle, visit LindermanSportsMedicine.com. LindermanSportsMedicine.com. Cam, send us to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Apparently, Jamie Chadwell in the mix at South Florida, okay, and in the mix for maybe Liberty, according to some reports.
Interesting. Is that a upgrade?
Money-wise, yes. Like, Liberty was ponying up for Hugh Freeze, so, like, you know, I don't know if they'll just, you know, allot all of that money to Jamie Chadwell, but you would think if you're paying Hugh Freeze $5 million or so that – you could at least pay Jamie Chadwell three or four. And I don't know, you know, what Coastal Carolina's future is. Were they any good this year? Last I saw was them getting absolutely demolished by James Madison.
Coastal's going to their conference championship game. They're 9-2,
right.
I think.
But only because James Madison couldn't go.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, James Madison had that rule where they...
they were really good this year.
They had the rule where they, you know, just moved, made the jump to D1 and couldn't play.
They were
play.
Really good for just jumping up.
Yeah, I mean, they were a powerhouse at the FCS level, yeah, right? I mean, they were really, really good there. And, you know, they went 9-2, so, you know, still a good season. I just didn't hear much about them this year.
Yeah, they weren't putting up, like, insane numbers or anything. And
They got beat by 28 by Old Dominion.
Yeah. Jeez.
And lost by 40 to James Madison. Their game against Virginia got canceled because of the tragedy there. So, you know, they had a solid season, but I do wonder what that looks like without Grayson McCall.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's pretty good.
So if you're Chadwell, maybe like, hey, go to Liberty, go to South Florida, just get out of there and do something different.
I think those kind of teams never get attention unless they're undefeated, though it's kind of part of it. But that's why you didn't hear about them a ton. But, I just wonder if that's I guess that's an upward move.
Liberty's a better program than Coastal Carolina, I believe.
Yeah, I guess. They're both similarly just kind of came up, though, at the same time, jumping to Division One.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong there.
So, I'm not super sure either way. I feel like they're kind of almost – I see them almost a similar program just because, yeah, they just both moved up. And then James Madison's already doing better than they were doing.
Yeah, maybe that's fair. Like, maybe Hugh Freeze just elevated that job, and, like, without Hugh Freeze, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, they may not have ever got really off the ground there without him, but
it did get enough respect for him to land the Auburn job, but
yeah.
I'm assuming that Auburn was really just looking at what he did at Ole Miss, right?
Yeah,
it wasn't
absolutely.
Like they hired
that
a Liberty coach
with
no SEC ties.
Absolutely.
So maybe Chadwell, you know, going there would be more of a lateral move. Another NFL guy getting a chance. We talked about Deion Sanders. Trent Dilfer.
Yeah,
apparently jumping from the Nashville high school scene to UAB. Cody, your thoughts there?
The UAB, huh? UAB, that's Birmingham. I mean, what do they still play at Legion Field down there? That's a – drove through there a while back. Looked like a nice little stadium. I'm trying to find my Wrapped. I can't figure out how to find it.
That seems very important to be doing right now during the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Here's how to find your mix.
You just go to your Spotify and it pops up.
Mine didn't pop up.
Hand me your phone. Go to your Spotify.
No.
Go to your Spotify and there should be a thing that says.
When I go to my Spotify, it's nowhere. It's nowhere to be found.
Scroll down. Do you not pay for premium? Is it just a premium thing?
Yes, I have premium. What do you think? I'm some kind of peasant?
I don't know. Mine just popped up, bro. Go to your library.
It's not there. See, it shows right there, but when I click on it, it only shows me like my top songs. I want to watch my little slideshow.
Maybe yours isn't ready yet. But also, maybe do that whenever we're not on the air talking.
Well, you know, this is important to me. And
that's fine.
No disrespect to you, but I don't care what Jamie Chadwell's doing. So.
I wasn't talking about Jamie Chadwell.
You were.
Not when I kicked it to you.
You kicked it to me to ask about UAB.
And?
As if I have any knowledge on that. What were you asking me about UAB? Because I don't know much. I know they're called the Blazers. I know we played them. Tennessee played them for homecoming in 98. We also played them a few years later, I think in 05. I know they have a bit of a thing with the University of Alabama where there's a problem of some sort. I only know the surface level about that. They don't like each other, really. There's a thing with the people in the Birmingham and people at the... Did you say something about Trent Dilfer?
Yeah, he's the new UAB football coach.
He's a coach? I didn't even know Trent Dilfer coached.
He coached high school football in Nashville.
He did. Where at?
What school was that? Is it Mount Juliet? Is that right? I know he went to a terrible place that really hadn't won any games. I do know like I don't know if they won the state championship, but they came here and they played Maryville.
Oh, he was at Lipscomb Academy.
Oh, was it Lipscomb? Okay, what did I say? Mount Juliet. Okay, well, that's wrong. That was wrong. My bad. Lipscomb.
I think it's just Juliet.
It's not Mount Juliet?
Yeah, Juliet.
What am I saying? Juliet? Oh, okay.
Juliet.
I don't know.
You're just emphasizing the yet.
Fair enough.
Like Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, fair enough. But so he went to Lipscomb, yeah, that's right. And I think they went from winless to a pretty good, you know, obviously a really good program if they were at least made the state semifinals, I think.
I had no idea he was the coach at Lipscomb Academy.
And he was apparently doing a pretty good job recruiting. I saw some talk, you know, of him getting some guys from like California to come play there.
Was it high school?
Are you
sure it was
high school.
So it was the actual Lipscomb.
It was high school.
Okay. They have a big Mustang down there. It's a nice area. It's a nice part of town.
Well, that's where he was coaching, but now he is in line to be the UAB coach.
They have a big Mustang on their facility.
So does that interest you at all?
Lipscomb?
Trent Dilfer to UAB.
It seems like a weird hire for UAB that they would go.
Could be a coaching star.
Well, he could be.
I mean, we've had guys go from high school to being good. Like we just talked about Hugh Freeze. Wasn't that his story? Wasn't Hugh Freeze a high school coach that made it good?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Gus Malzahn.
So I mean, we've had that happen before. Trent Dilfer might be getting more of a benefit of a doubt and more credit because he was, you know, the Super Bowl winning quarterback as well. But we've seen this before. Deion Sanders, we talked about him. He did the same thing. So you say it's kind of an out there hire, but there's some track record of some high school coaches working out. Is UAB too big of a job for that, though? Like, Deion had to go to Jackson State.
What level is UAB on now? I mean, they used to be in the Conference USA, but that doesn't exist anymore, does it? Does that still exist, Conference USA, or did that all turn to MAC?
Big college football guy here.
Conference USA
not
still
at
exists,
that
doesn't
level.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah, Conference USA still exists.
I'm not a big football guy at that
CFB
level.
In his Twitter handle.
Well,
just ask
I know
me if Conference USA was still a conference.
Well, I know things have changed.
Well, things have drastically changed.
Not
yes.
like that far, where we're just deleting conferences.
And not a conference that has some cachet, too. I mean, the Conference USA is a at least recognizable brand.
Yeah.
Is it?
Where do you think Middle Tennessee would be without Conference USA?
Answer that.
In the Sun Belt, probably.
I think they are moving to the Sun Belt, aren't they?
I think so.
So, okay, so they are in Conference USA. Okay, so this still exists.
I mean, there are a bunch of Conference USA teams getting ready to leave to go to the
Charlotte,
Sun Belt, though.
FIU, yeah. FAU, La Tech, MTSU.
UAB might
Texas.
Be one of those schools about to leave. Like, there is an exodus
Rice,
coming where Conference USA is going to the Sun
UAB,
Belt.
UAB, UTEP, UTSA, Western.
UTSA is pretty good.
Okay, so Conference USA hasn't really
We play UTSA much. Next year. It's kind of scary.
Oh, that is a very trappy game.
Yeah. Oh, hell.
They're pretty good.
Hell, we'll be all right.
I don't know, man. Yeah, UTSA right. is a
so that's
pretty solid
yeah, it's
program.
A pretty high level job for a guy that just was coaching it off 12 South.
So apparently, Marshall, Old Dominion, and Southern Miss just all left Conference USA to go to the Sun Belt. So maybe it's kind of stuck.
Conference USA volleyball. Yeah, show me.
That's creepy.
Yeah. UTSA lost.
We'll get back to your Spotify
What's
rap.
Creepy
I'm sure
about.
I'm sure it'll show how
volleyball
edgy and cool you are. Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Cody's found his Spotify Wrapped.
Hey, loser, Mr. 68 genres.
69.
I got nice. 80 genres.
Wow.
Wow. Man, so edgy. He listens to so much music.
So edgy.
I do listen to a lot of music.
He's bragging about it, too. What a
64,750
minutes.
Can you
name all 80 genres?
That's more than 95 hours.
That's all it said about yours? How many minutes do you get?
My number one song is the same one it is every year.
How many minutes did you get?
64,000.
Mm.
I played 2,715 songs. How many did you play?
2,700 songs?
Yeah, 2,715. My top songs, pretty anticipated there.
Let's hear it. What do you got?
Well, there's four Stone songs and one Black Crowes song.
Shocking.
Here's your top 100 songs. But I have a lot of variety.
Uh-huh.
I just listen to the Stones the most.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I listened to 910 artists this year, but one ruled my world.
910?
I am in the top.
910 seems like a lot.
I am in the
top. How many
top,
songs did you say you played?
I can't remember. I'm screenshotting all this, so I'll tell you in a minute. I listened to this.
You need to screenshot all of it?
Did you know that?
He's going to post every single screenshot.
With the Stones, I am in the top 0.005%.
Yeah, it checks out.
Of Stones listeners this year.
Wow. I listened to 1,376 artists.
Is that more than me?
It's quite a bit more than 900.
Yeah.
It's almost, 50% more.
Well, it's not like I don't have variety. 910 artists?
Interesting.
I listened to more songs than you, I think, didn't I?
I don't know how many songs.
I played 2,715 songs.
Which one is that one on?
It's like the fourth
tab. How many?
2,715.
It's not as many as 2,948.
Okay, so you barely got more than me. Huh. It's not like...
Awkward.
Yeah, but you can't act like
awkward.
It's not awkward.
Maybe someone should listen to...
You had 2,900 and I had 2,700.
How many times did you listen to your favorite song?
I had more genres than you, by the way.
Yeah.
How many times did I listen to my favorite song?
Yeah.
What tab is that?
I think it's the 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth one. Top song. It told me how many times I played it. Seems like a lot for one song.
The fifth tab?
That's what it is for me.
What was your top song?
A song called Mend.
By who?
Morgan Wade, a woman. I went to see a concert the other day.
Morgan Wade, a what?
She's a woman. I went to see her at the Bijou last week.
I was going to say Morgan Wallen.
No, I wouldn't have thought that would be my most listened to song. But
huh?
It says I listen to it a lot. How many times does it say you listen to
it? I don't know where to find that.
Okay, never mind.
Okay. Sway is my number one song.
Under is going to tell you how many times you played it, I think.
Well, hang on. I'm good. Okay. Yeah, 95 times.
Yeah. It says I listened to this one 148.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
I didn't think I'd done that. 2,948 songs.
Okay, so you barely beat me in songs.
It's 1,376 artists dominated there.
How many artists?
1,376.
Yeah, but I had like 900 and something.
You had 900. I had 1,376.
My top artists. Can you guess who was number one?
The Rolling Stones.
Can you guess who was number two?
Mick Jagger.
Keith Richards.
Oh, okay, I was good. Solo. I didn't know how much solo stuff he actually did.
This is a pretty choogy list of top artists. Did I really listen to Aerosmith that much?
Keep going.
Beatles at four. Led Zeppelin at five.
Yeah. But this guy's culture, man. This guy's culture.
Here's the thing. I'll explain this to you.
I'm just surprised like Leonard Skinner didn't find his way on there. He must have been number six.
You have to at least hear this part. As an Uber driver.
They request.
When I was driving.
They request they can throw some Aerosmith.
No. But I would just play the same things over and over. I wouldn't always play things that only I liked because I would just play like standards kind of. Like general, like Aerosmith, Beatles, that's very general music, like very...
Is that general? Kim, if you got into a car and they were playing Aerosmith, you'd be like, oh, yeah, this is a bop, turn it up.
Like, who is this? Can you turn off the radio?
I'm saying it's a bop. I'm saying it's like...
You're saying it's general.
It's very
I'm asking
like,
Kim if he got in, would you be like, oh, this is good?
It's very run-of-the-mill kind of music.
I don't think it is. Maybe for
I mean, maybe for the people you were trying to pick up, I guess, but.
I don't know why, Jesus. Cody driving me.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
I mean, I just asked a guy if he likes or cares all about Aerosmith.
You need to stop criticizing me. You need to treat me with respect.
No,
first you try to put me in this box, and then you say I don't have.
By the way,
you
your
didn't
box
even think I had Spotify
top,
Premium.
Your top five would be exactly
then,
what I predicted
then
it would
be. That is exactly what I thought it was. Yeah, but I listen to 80s.
You're talking about being a general music. I'm saying I wouldn't like it if you were playing Aerosmith. Cam wouldn't like it if you were playing Aerosmith.
I wouldn't pick either of you up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I know you wouldn't pick Cam up. You already talked about that.
Oh! I would pick Cam up.
Yeah, he's in like the area he's getting me from.
he's one of the good ones. I'll pick Cam up.
Come on. Come on. How many minutes did you spend listening to podcasts?
None on Spotify. Well, I did it on not very many on Spotify, honestly.
Oh, I listen to
the only Spotify podcast I listen to is the Always Sunny podcast, and I've probably spent like 5 hours, five episodes.
Can you guess my top four podcasts?
Yeah. Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan is on there, which is surprising.
I told you
I don't
it would
even
be.
Surprising.
Before I said there's the Joey Diaz, there's the, was it Nate? And what's the name? Is it not Nate Bergotz? No.
No.
I know who I'm talking about. Burt Kirshner and what's the other guy's name?
Kreischer.
What's the other guy's name?
You went to see him at the Tennessee Theater.
I know, but what's his name? I can't
Tom
think
Tom Segura.
Of, Tom Segura. And then what was the fourth one? There was a I already mentioned it. I know I've already mentioned it. What was it? Just go ahead and tell me.
So far, you're 3 for 3.
Yeah, no, there's a fourth one I'm drawing a blank on, though. I'm going to know it whenever
it's
you
Bill
say
Burr's
it.
Podcast,
yeah. Oh, okay.
The Monday morning podcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Uncle Joey's Joint, Two Bears, and then I don't even listen to Rogan, though. It's probably just from when I listen to
Well, like I said, you like whenever there's a certain guest. I'll listen to Rogan when there's some certain guests
this
on
year
there.
You had layers like an onion.
Doesn't sound like it.
Sounds
like
to me,
ogre.
Sounds pretty basic, honestly.
No, if you went through my top 100 songs, you would see a lot of variety.
Okay. Well, luckily they put a playlist together. Let me see your playlist.
Okay. Where do you find
Cody,
that?
Cody, well, they're like throwing up the day things. Where are your labels on those? Have you seen those?
You have to go to somewhere else to find that.
What is it?
You haven't seen the Spotify like festival lineup? They basically take your top artists and make a festival.
No, there's
lineup
one that goes like your audio by day.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It says you're like
okay. Where
morning,
do you find that?
It says my nights, afternoon, mornings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got one of those too.
Where do you find
and
that?
It's cracking me up at like the titles of some of these.
Yeah, I fast forward through that one because I didn't really care.
I guess I'll somebody say it said sad boy hype angst.
That's basically one of mine basically called me a sad boy too, like for like what I listen to in the morning, which makes sense because I do put on like a sad boy playlist at night when I can't sleep sometimes. So that checks out, which is where I think probably a lot of those 148 plays came from my top song.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people always get mad and say, we don't care about your music list. I care about your music list, people. Feel free to tweet them to me.
Your top songs. All right. I'm so intrigued. They put what, like 100 songs? So I got some Tom Petty, Matchbox 20, Dr. John, Blind Faith, Leon Russell, J.J. Gray and Mofro, Black Pumas.
You're so edgy, bro.
Chili Peppers,
bro.
So Merle Saunders, Sly and the Family Stone, Grateful Dead, Black Crows.
Wow, this guy, edgy.
The Raconteurs.
It sucks because
Alabama Shakes. You got any Alabama Shakes?
It sucks because mine is basically just the playlist I listen to at night.
The Dip. You ever listen to The Dip? I
By
got
Freak
some
Nasty.
I got some new stuff
By Freak
on there
Nasty?
Too. No,
the
it's
dip.
A band called
when
The Dip.
When I put my hands up on your hip, we it, dip.
It's
dip.
A band called The Dip. I've got new dip, stuff dip, too. Dip, I just listen to way more like Stones.
Yeah, man, for sure.
Getting real tired of you. Clarence Carter, Fats Domino.
Yeah,
I mean, this is pretty old stuff. Aretha.
Mine is basically my Americana playlist. It's basically all this.
Warren Zevon.
That kind of sucks. That's disappointing.
Howlin' Wolf. Harry Styles.
What is it? Adore You?
Golden. Cage the Elephant. Yola. You ever
Cage
listen
the
to
Elephant.
Yola?
What song of that West for the Wicked song? Is that the one from
No,
Cage?
It's Black Madonna. Yola, you ever heard of Yola? She's new.
Plug in my phone.
She's a new artist. She's got some soul.
Okay.
She got a lot of soul.
Yeah. Well, way to prove
Wilco,
my point by reading off your
Smashing
stats.
Pumpkins.
Hour two in the books. Hour three, we'll kick off with a free window tent Wednesday giveaway. Last one of the year, and then we'll get to some headlines. Stick with us.